Blog Talk Radio.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind, oh, your body and your soul. Yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
He...
Hello, you guys. My name is Mr. Christopher Austin. I'm here with Revelation of Truth. I'll give it honor to God first in my life, and I'd like to thank you for tuning in to today with me on Revelation of Truth. Our subject for today is the authority of Christ over disease. And the reason why God gave us illness, we're going to talk about John, the 9th chapter. It mentions about that godly people don't get sick. John, the 9th chapter, God allows, first of all, we want to take the scripture about John, the 9th chapter. And on the 9th chapter, I was reading this book called Who is the King of Glory? By Tony Evans. We want to thank God for them and for this book. John, the 9th chapter, the NIV version says, talking about a man that was blind. John, the 9th chapter, starting at the first verse, it said, As he went along, he saw a man blind from birth. His disciple asked him, Rabbi, who sinned, the man or his parents, that he was born blind? The third verse said, neither these men nor his parents sinned, said Jesus, but this happened so that the works of God might be displayed in him. As long as it is day, we must do the work of him who sent me. Night is coming when no man can work. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Here, the reason why God sent illness to this blind man, so that he can get the glory from healing this blind man. But it said God allowed diseases for a number of reasons. They came under a banner of a high civilian will and purpose. It said that who sinned, the man or his parents, that he should be born blind. Jesus set the record straight. The man's blindness was not because of his sin, but in order that he works of God might be displayed in him. This illness was a was created so that the God might be glorified in his man healing. Here we see that God was trying to work a miracle in this man's life, and he knew that if he were to actually spit on the ground and made it clean and heal this man, that they might can see the glory in him. Now we're going to go into the Exodus, the fourth chapter, starting at the 11th verse. But when we will be coming back in a few more minutes, Jesus, what we just talked about was John, the 9th chapter, starting at the first and the third verse, talking about how the man got healed and delivered from his blindness. Our guest call in is 929-477-2328. We're going to listen to some music right now.
Brought your burdens, brought your pain, but I have a message for you today, that when you leave here, won't be the into your position. Look at you, there's been no change in your condition. Reach out and touch the master's robe. There's healing for your mind. Oh, your body and your soul, yes, there is. Hallelujah. God can heal.
God can heal.
Oh, yeah.
He can heal.
And he can mend a broken
man. He can mend your
talking about Exodus, the fourth chapter, the verse, and it states that Moses said, "The Lord, pardon your servant, Lord. I have never been equal with nothing in the past, not you have spoken to your servant. I'm so in speech of speech." God put this on because he wants to see yourself. you his miracle power. Praise the Lord and the Lord for you satisfied. But when you got to have a good relationship with God, that you will not sin, that you will not, you know, count yourself out. Because the only way God can heal you is you ask for forgiveness and ask for a healing power. God is not going to dwell or give anything, heal your body in any that's not unclean. Now, getting back to what I said earlier about John, the ninth chapter, about this blind man. We see now in these days and times, we got different technology now that you can actually get stuff done with different technologies and everything like that. And with all these diseases we got going on, godly people really don't get sick. It is the sin that will make them sick. The sinful man that makes themselves sick. Now, going back into what the subject was talking about, faith plays a whole lot of role in getting healed. If you look at Luke 5 and 12, it says, Luke says that the man who came to Jesus was full of leprosy. Everybody know what leprosy is. Leprosy is a bad skin disease. And everybody was cast out. And all these men that had leper, and they was in their own society and everything. And people didn't want to touch them. Didn't want to be around them. And their faith, the one actually got them people healed. Their faith that makes them stand out. Because he said, Jesus told them to go to the priest. And while he was going to the priest, something started happening. Something to start moving. Something to start, their diseases just started to flee. But the Bible said that there was a number of them, and only one came back and gave the man thanks for healing them. The other rest went off and did what they was doing. Do you think God was pleased with that when the other rest of them then came back and gave God thanks? When God healed and delivered you from certain sickness and diseases, you should be able to tell God, thank you for what he done for you. Thank you for waking you up early this morning. Thank you for starting going your way. Even a little thing, just give him thanks and glory. But see, we as individuals, we pray when we get sick, and we don't want to give God no glory. Starting back with Jesus healing people at Mark, the 8th chapter, the 22nd to the 26th verse, Jesus used saliva. Something simple, spitting his spit on the ground with this saliva to heal the blind man. He healed him with progressiveness. Another time, Jesus used clay with the blind man. He had to wash himself. The point that he was trying to make here that he had, even though doctors and used medication over a period of time, but God used a simple ingredient. Actually, to heal this man, to heal him from blindness, to heal him from the circumstance that he was in. Now, doctors, don't get me wrong, going to the doctor is fine, and getting healed and getting delivered from these doctors, but God, the one that does the healing. Can I get an amen? God, the one that does the healing. God got the authority over these diseases. Man can say anything. Man can have medication, antibiotic. They can have anything they want to say, but God, the one does the healing. God, the one does the manifestation in this process of this healing. We just got to believe and thank God for still healing power. There's still healing power out there. God still heals, God still delivers. A minister, a friend of mine, she had brain surgery, and God healed her body. She was telling us one time in church, she had a testimony that how God healed her. She had an aneurysm on the brain, and she went into surgery, and she started praying, and she started asking God, you know, Jesus, you're a healer. He's a mind regulator. You is the one that can do all these things. God said in his word that he can move mountains. He can move anything that he wants to move. He can lay down anything that he wants to lay down. But we got to realize that God still got the authority over these stuff. Man that has say so with everything, but God the one does the delivering. Right now we're about to go into a commercial break. We're going to pray. I came to tell you just what Jesus said, and I hope that this broadcast is actually getting people delivered, and getting people saved, and getting to know Christ better. We are going to take a commercial break, and we will be right back.
Feel my body.
We are back on again. This is Revelation of Truth with Minister Christopher Austin. We're going to talk about Jesus' positions over authority. Here we see, in other words, this man understands authority. We're talking about the other man, we're talking about Jesus. We see him, he understands authority. He knew that he was a person in this position of authority. A person present is not necessary for his commands to be carried out. The people under him just needed to know who gave the commandment. The soldiers were saying to Jesus, I know what it's like to be under authority and to have authority over others. But if I was a mere man can make things happen, just saying the word, I know who can do it by your word. So if you would speak from your position of total authority, you can heal my servant. Jesus Christ has authority over diseases by means of his supreme position as a creator and a sustainer of the universe. He can simply speak away an illness or disease because he created the heavens and the earth, and because the whole creation is held together by his power. Jesus has total authority over a environment that can cause sickness, and he has authority over our bodies because he also created us. Christ's positions of authority is such that he did not need to be sent to heal the Ceridian servant. All he had to do was to speak the word. In other words, he got authority over everything, the whole world, everything, everybody that's in the earth. If you can see, there's a scripture that talks about how he had calmed the raging sea. He only said, I sit in among words, and the sea can listen to him, and the birds and the birds and the bees and the serpent can listen to him. When he gave out his word, he gave it out with authority. He didn't have no jelly back on his word. He just spoke his words, and when he spoke it, everything just started moving. That showed that he had power to do everything that he had to do. Look at him when he was, when they nailed him up on the cross, and when they whipped him all night long, he didn't say a mumbling word. But only thing he did, only thing he said that, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. And when they went and they borrowed a tomb, put Jesus in the tomb, he said on the third day, that third day he rose again with all powers in him. I mean, he still had power. He still had authority. He still had authority to speak. And he can believe him right now. God can speak to your disease, your illness right now. And God can heal it right now. In the name of Jesus. Only thing he got to do is this excellent faith. Faith. It's it. The Bible says faith. You got a mustard seed. A mustard seed is small. You have a small mother. And God can heal you. God can deliver you. God can send your one and child back home. All you might have to think. God can speak. If you've got cancer in your body, all the things you got to do is say, God, forgive me for my sins and my transgression. And have a little faith in God out there and heal you. No cancer. I've seen people that live from cancer. I've seen people that live from AIDS. You can't tell me that God is not a healer. Healer in my mind. Listen, all the things you've got to do is ask, and it shall be given. And see, we shall find it not. The door shall be open. God comes with authority over diseases. I know some of y'all saying that God put the sickness on me for a reason. I don't know why God did this, and I don't know why God did that. But there is a reason for everything that God is actually doing. And we got to take under consideration that when we are asking for our forgiveness, we are asking for our transgression, we are asking for nothing, then you will get nothing. But if you be faithful and you listen to God and you listen to what He's saying and what He told you to do, God will actually open up doors and heal your body. But first, you got to say, first, you got to ask God for all this forgiveness. God do this for a certain reason. If you don't know the reason why, then you need to ask God the reason why. Ask God what you don't know. Sometimes God look at Job. Job was sick and all the stressful for his bones. But still yet, Job still trusting God. Job said, yeah, you slay me, yet without trusting him. His own wife comes and wants to curse God and just die. But he said, no, I will still trust yet in the man. How many of y'all still trusting in Jesus? How many of y'all still depending on Jesus? How many of y'all still out there knowing that God is still yet going to heal your body? But I'm telling you right now, from a revelation of truth, I'm here to tell you and set the captive free. God will actually heal your body. We are now going to take another break. We're going to pray Anthony Brown. And we will be right back.
You thought I was worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die. So I could be whole, so I can tell everyone.
You know, I'm looking at Bishop Paul Morton. He's up here tonight, founder and presiding bishop of the Full Gospel Baptist Fellowship. I can't sing this like Bishop Morton, but it goes something like this. If you know it, sing it.
Father, I stretch.
Come on.
My hand to thee.
Come on.
No, I
Bishop, you can do it better than I can.
I stretch my hand to I
God knows I've been down. Church, I've been called everything but a child of God, but I ain't gonna let nobody stop me from saying it. I said, Jesus, I'm down. You gonna need Jesus when you come down to die. Y'all might not believe me, but somebody here in this building gonna need Jesus. You gonna need him on your job tomorrow. You gonna need him as you travel up and down this whole dangerous highway. But won't God make a way for you?
Thank you so much. Goodbye.